Morning show at East Coast FM, and it's Science Week, and we're going to celebrate it all this week in conjunction with Irish Water. And as I know, there's a lot of people out there who are considering this career, but the country needs, we are told, people with an interest in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And this morning, I'm going to have a chat with Charlie Coakley. Charlie is an environmental scientist with almost 19 years of management experience, and we're going to hear about his career and his contribution to environmental science and Irish Water in a chat right now. And Charlie, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Declan.
Good morning to you. So how long have you been working there?
I'm with Irish Water a little over 6 years. I mean, my background really is, as you're saying there, I'm an environmental scientist, and I did that in UL way back in the 90s, Declan. And at that stage, really, the environmental agenda and sustainability was really only starting to gain traction. And first out, I started my career as in the agri-food sector. And I stayed with them for nearly over 18 years. And then nearly six years ago, I took a leap of faith and joined Irish Water. And I'm working with them in delivering because of sustainability goals with a national impact right across the business. And in terms, you know, really what I do with Irish Water, and there I lead a sustainability team. And I suppose our job really is developing strategies and policies to support sustainability. And developing sustainability plans for implementation with a particular focus, as you can imagine, Declan, on energy, climate change, circular economy, supply chain and environmental protection.
How does all that work, and what is sustainability in this context?
In this context, I mean, if you think about it, Damien, we produce clean drink water. It's very, very intensive. We supply water services to approximately 83% of the population. And what does that mean? That means it's 1.7 billion litres of water per day, and we treat 1.2 billion litres of wastewater per day as well. I mean, that's hugely energy intensive. And we have a network of pipes, and to just put that network of pipes into context, it's enough it would go around the planet more than twice. And that's hugely intensive, and it's 500 gigawatt hours, and really that's just a figure, but what does that mean? That's enough power to supply over 100,000 homes per year. And that is our biggest energy user. And we've developed a strategy to improve our energy efficiency and really counteract that rising base energy demand due to, you know, upgrading our aging assets, but also through the population growth. And the strategy, you know, it takes a huge approach right across the business through concept design, new projects and retrofits. And that retrofit program is, you know, that's an accelerated replacement of existing, you know, inefficient caterer assets. And to date, Declan, we've made huge progress on our journey to become an energy efficient and a low carbon sustainability utility. And we've achieved a performance of over 34% improvement to date. And really, what does that mean? That's saving enough power to power 50,000 homes per year, but also a saving of 120,000 tonnes of carbon.
Will we ever get on top of our water crisis as such? You know, we've got obviously the EPA results, we've got people looking at replacing pipes, we've got clean water issues in our rivers. You know, do you think we'll ever get through science and environmental science, your specialty, ahead of all this?
Absolutely, David. Science is hugely important to driving out and finding the solutions to the challenges that are facing us as a business. My work as a team is, you know, is in finding effective, sustainable solutions that ensure a sustainable, a secure and reliable water service, while also, you know, particularly safeguarding the environment now and for future generations. You asked me earlier, you know, the definition of sustainability. Well, you know, that's really about meeting the needs of the present generation. That's the definition of without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their needs. And really, for us, you know, sustainability is about doing more with less, but also with a social conscience, just balancing social, environmental, and economic aspects. And, you know, for example, improving energy efficiency, reduce costs, which in turn lowers our carbon footprint and associated climate impacts on our society. And, you know, science, Declan, is telling us that we really need to act. You know, the time for talking is over. We've seen that in COP that's going on at the moment, COP27. And this decade, you know, it needs to be a decade of action. And our work and the scientists' work in Irish Water is really to accelerate this action on sustainability and take sustainability from, you know, from that strategy that our team produced to where we're actually delivering for sustainability right across the country in all those projects that you're talking about, Damien. And not just for the business, but for all our business, for all our interests. You know, there's a lot of talk in the media, you know, particularly with COP27 about climate change. I mean, I like to think of it as more as climate breakdown, because that's really where we are. And, you know, the Paris Agreement and keeping it well below 0.2 degrees. Generally, when I'm talking about that, I like to think about it as if and what that 1.5 degree rise looks like. If you had a child, Damien, with a 1 degree rise, well, you'd be concerned. But if that child had a 1.5 degree rise, well, they're running off to AME. And that's the level of urgency. And that's the level of urgency that we as scientists are bringing to Irish Water in delivering our sustainability for Irish Water. And as a team and as scientists, you know, we're collaborating with people right across the business and outside the business to accelerate, you know, the transformation and aiming for net zero carbon by 2040. Now, that's 10 years ahead of the government target of 2050. And, you know, and as a team, we're collaborating with business, with people right across the business and outside the business to accelerate that transformation. At the end of the day, you know, no single country, business or organisation alone can really tackle those serious challenges that are facing our world today. You know, we do recognise the importance of working together with our stakeholders to address these. And that could be just working with the local authorities, industry and our supply chain partners. And if that's really to drive that accelerated change as a future-proof our wastewater and wastewater assets.
Right, this is long-term, obviously, yeah. Charlie. So just looking at, you know, the future and Science Week and the encouragement of people to get involved, I mean, science knowledge and acquiring it and being able to contribute, that's not going to go away. So there's plenty of opportunities for the future then, it sounds.
There is, David, absolutely. And I mean, as a scientist, you know, and particularly as a farmer scientist, you get the opportunity to work in a huge range of areas right across society, whether it be energy, waste, circular economy, ecology, and the climate action. And within each of those areas, you know, you get the opportunity to work in the very technical, and that's the sciencey bit, and right up to the blue sky thinking, and finding solutions that really make a positive impact to sustainability. I know sometimes people can think of scientists as, you know, as that pure mad scientist or working in a lab or, you know, even portrayed on the TV sitcom the Big Bang Theory. A science degree is so much more than that. You get experience and skills in leadership, teamwork, you know, analytical thinking, writing, creativity, thinking outside the box. You know, science is always about learning and improving. And okay. My advice to people is, you know, if you enjoy thinking creatively, problem solving, or even have, you know, that innate sense of curiosity, well, then career in science is definitely a good choice for you.
Okay.
And it's really an exciting time to be working in sustainability at the moment. You know, it's no longer purely about that, purely environmental protection. And as a company and a country, we are on that cusp, and at that cusp of transitioning to net zero carbon and climate neutrality. And it's brilliant, really brilliant, to be at that leading edge, you know, developing and integrating strategies that really make, you know, a difference in climate action and circular economy right across the business and the country.
Well, a lot's going to be highlighted this week with Science Week. Good to talk to you, Charlie. Thanks very much indeed for explaining your aspect. And Charlie is an environmental scientist with almost 19 years of management experience. And he leads the sustainability policy team with Irish Water. So Science Week, a lot of about science going on all this week and all different aspects of that. And if you've got a view on Science Week, or you want to get involved, or you want to talk about any aspect of it, 087 77 11 103 is our number.